Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavighetto, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the fifth Sunday of Easter, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Yeah, right. A spat with a spouse, a lover or a friend, a sick child, a prof's disparaging words, finals. What are our hearts if not often troubled? And so what then do you do when you're feeling low? You know, in such moments, we see less and less. We become very tunnel-visioned. I've known too many contentious couples that stop really seeing each other at all. They see only their discontent. I've heard too many teenagers and their parents moan. They just don't understand. They see only their complaints. We do it at school, at work, in politics, in religion, and sadly, we do it even to ourselves. In such moments, we see only caricatures of others or even of ourselves. And in that blindness, something in us dies. Some years ago, the movie Avatar, the Na'vi greeted each other with the words, "I see you." Cute. I don't know who thought that up. But the Natal tribes of South Africa actually say it, actually use that greeting, and are answered with the words, "I am here, I am present." And a tribe of the Serengeti says the very same thing, but only after they first looked into each other's eyes for 5 to 15 seconds. We all want to be seen with care. Every infant, every child, every youth needs that look and love that celebrates and empowers them to grow. You know, Jesus was all about teaching his disciples how to see God with new eyes as their compassionate Father, and to see each other with the Father's eyes. Sadly, it's easy to live distracted, blind lives. Too often we live in Descartes' atomized world of cogito, ergo sum. You know that. I think, therefore I am. As if you could discover yourself through yourself. As if you could discover love through self-love. One philosopher took Descartes to task with a simple rephrasing. Cogitor, cogitor, I am thought. Cogitor ergo sum, I am thought, therefore I am. I am only fully alive in relationships. Isn't that the Trinity? You know, we are a kind of a dance. We find ourselves, we flower, and we have a future through others, and especially God. The troubled heart is precisely the individual, isolated and terribly alone. You know, our relationship should be a school of holiness when we see with God's eyes and pray with Jesus' heart. The Catholic instinct is never I or me or mine, but is always we, us, and our. So in today's gospel, Jesus' impending death makes his disciples fearful and blind. Jesus' word, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God. Have faith now in me." Now, it's one thing to tell these Jewish disciples to trust God, but Jesus wants them to trust him now, in the moment of darkness. Jesus is asking for trust. Have faith now in me. You know, trusting is a way of seeing born of wonderment. It's hard, though, if you haven't been practicing it all along. Trusting faith begins with practicing the art of noticing, being present and caring. In those moments, we offer God the openness of our hearts to teach us how to see. Poor Philip is blind. Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. An exasperated Jesus responds, "Have I been with you for so long a time, you still do not know me, Philip?" Forgetfulness and inattentiveness are other names for blindness. So Jesus asks us to walk his path if we are to see with the Father's eyes. Now, I've heard a few confessions in my life, thousands, and very few confess what Jesus talked most about. I'd never hear people confessing, "Bless me, Father, I let my life be ruled by my fears. I really don't trust God's love." Or, "Bless me, Father, I chose to get back and to get even rather than to forgive." Or, "Bless me, Father, I don't want to know the stranger, the alien, and the enemy. I don't want to risk loving like Jesus." Actually, there's only one rare confession that surprises a priest. "Bless me, Father, I haven't given enough money to the church." Jesus invites your discipleship. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." These words are not meant to exclude an invitation to go on a journey. You know, some people walk with Jesus' path, live his truth without ever even knowing his name. The Spirit blows where the Spirit wills. Jesus is not a tool or a work that I use to be saved. Rather, Jesus is the Father's means for connecting us to him. Now, St. Paul makes the point by calling Jesus the redemption, not the Redeemer. And that may sound strange, and this may be a little kind of a biblical nicety. But calling Jesus the redemption, not the Redeemer, says something incredibly beautiful about God and about you. For Paul, the Redeemer is the Father that told Israel through the prophet Isaiah, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you." Now, like so many ancient metaphors, we easily miss the point. The Goel, the Redeemer, the one who buys back, had the duty to buy his relatives' freedom when he was sold into slavery because of economic misfortune. But when God uses the metaphor of Redeemer, whom does God pay? No one. God owns everything. So what's the point? When God says, "Israel, do not fear, I have redeemed you," God is saying, "Do not fear, I am making myself your relative. I am your nearest relative. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you." Jesus claims you as his relative ever before you notice In the midst of all your brokenness, God makes himself Abba. The Redeemer God is your Father, and Jesus is the Father's love for you in person. Our mission is to receive it and live it. I challenge you, walk the Jesus path. It's a Sermon on the Mount. Live the Jesus truth, the Father's love for you and for all. Come fully alive. Choose to see every person as a relative. Live that I see you, that respect and reverences and liberates our friends, our children, because they will know they are loved by you and by God. You know, every time a small child, an infant, smiles and looks at us, what do? We become alive. We smile. Don't forget the lesson. Don't forget the lesson. Choose to really see each other and be a blessing.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.